Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And we do news at 9 o'clock with Gina Grad, everybody.
Woo! The news with Gina Grad.
Hey, Jerry, how about a little post-show get-together tonight, huh?
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you something.
Look at that. All right, Carrie Kasem joins us as well, and Gina Grad with the news. What's happening, baby?
Well, first, Rob Lowe's former nanny Jessica Gibson and her celebrity lawyer Gloria Allred were on the Today Show this morning. You smell trouble brewing here. Speaking out against her former employer, 24-year-old Gibson worked for Lowe and his wife as a nanny for their two boys. Gibson left the job in February and sent two text messages afterwards saying it was just her time to leave, no problems, and that the Lowe's didn't do anything to prompt her departure. Well, now Gibson has filed a lawsuit in which she lists the harassment she said she endured while working in Lowe's household, including being touched inappropriately and seeing both Lowe and his wife Cheryl naked around the house.
That's why
I'm not Rob Lowe's nanny anymore, ma'am. I hated them.
Well, we have a little bit of audio of Gloria Allred speaking out for her client, Jessica Gibson.
All right, but can't you walk around naked around the house if you got a housekeeper
or a nanny? If she was harassed, leave.
I know, this is insane. All right, this is the nanny and Gloria Allred. Good luck. Hold on to your nuts, gang.
Jessica, did you at any time attempt to blackmail the Lowe's?
Not at all.
Did you ever demand any money from this family?
Let me just say that I've reviewed, Meredith, all of these allegations, and I find that they are absolutely without merit. She did not engage in any improper conduct at all, and I find that any such allegation is absolutely defamatory.
All right, all right. Anytime somebody comes out and has a press conference that says, you know, I didn't F around the nanny, or I'm not gay, I always think the opposite. Like, remember when there's some baseball players that have come out and said, you know, there's nothing to the rumors that I'm gay. I'm like, ah, that dude's gay.
Really?
Yeah.
When they deny it?
Anytime you go on the air to deny an accusation, I instantly think, nah, dude.
They're protesting a little too
yeah.
much for your taste.
Oh, I see. So if they just left it alone, then it would have been fine.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody said that you were a lesbian,
right?
And you went on the air, you had a press conference, your dad was there crying, and your mom, it was destroying the family. And you said, I'm not a lesbian, you're crying, you've never been with another woman, you can't stand women. I'd think to myself, all right, Kasem's a lesbian. I didn't know that, but I guess you were.
Yeah, you know, my dad wouldn't have been shocked if that. In my young 20s, I actually walked up to my dad, poor dad, said, you know, Dad, I might be a lesbian.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. I actually said that to him.
Is that right, Dad?
Yeah. Because I just never liked guys.
Did you like women, though?
It was me being attention. You know what
right.
I mean?
Did you make out with women?
No. Like, you know, when you get drunk and you, like, think it's cool to kiss your girlfriend and you think it's hot for the guy you're with. But, you know, sure, you know, I've kissed a few girls, but it's not, I was never attracted to women. I find women beautiful, but no, I never had that thing for a girl.
Right.
But, yeah, my poor dad.
Oh, your poor dad.
Yeah. But, I never...
Trying to do Scooby-Doo and you come in with, I'm a lesbian.
Dad, I'm gay.
All right, anything else in the news, Gina Grimm?
Well, yes, it's April 15th, in case you weren't sure, and that means the tax deadline is upon us. So.
Uh-oh.
Hope you both got everything figured out.
Yep, all done.
And on this day, some people can be very emotional about giving the government a cut of their income. One such person who was very outspoken today about her frustrations with Uncle Sam was View host Whoopi Goldberg.
All right.
We have a little audio of Whoopi's rant about cutting the government in on her paycheck.
All right, here we go. Whoopi, you know, hates the tax breaks that George Bush gives you, but then hates to pay the taxes. All right.
But I am sick of and tired of being taxed because I've done well for myself. Mm-hmm. I have been paying my taxes since my famous person taxes, that's what I call it, for the last 23 years since I've been famous. I have never gotten money back ever. Because once you make over a certain amount of money, you don't get any money back. I don't understand. Why can't I have some money back?
You're famous. You don't get the money back.
You don't charge people because they do well. That's me.
The audience seems to love her angle. Very supportive.
You know,
a lot of applause, and you go, girl.
Yeah.
They're just
dead.
Looking at her like, Oh, you mean so you make $10 million a year, and they're not giving you a $300 tax credit, Whoopi? How dare they?
Make over a certain amount of money, you don't get any money back. I don't understand. Why can't I have some money back? You're mad at me. Why am I mad?
You're famous. You
don't charge people because they do well. That's the un-American
way. Would you elect someone who's going to propose higher taxes for the rich?
Again, nobody sitting at this table doesn't know what it's like to be taxed. Nobody.
Yes, that's what we're
okay.
At.
Now,
you're
getting taxed. Right. Should you, because you make a dollar more than so and so, be taxed differently?
I don't know.
Well, you know what? Yeah, but you know, we're getting screwed either way. I'm just trying to find out the best way to get screwed, I guess is what I'm saying.
All right. Listen, she is... I take my headphones off here because my head's going to explode. She is the biggest hypocrite on the planet. She hates George Bush with every single braid in her hair. She just can't stand this guy. She hates everything about him. She went on with the Bush comments and the Dick Cheney and the Bush thing. And she went nuts and very vulgar. And she hates the guy. She speaks out about President Bush. Hates. And then she turns around. She goes, oh, wait a minute. But I don't want to pay more taxes than you do just because you earn $10,000 a year and I earn $10 million a year. Why should I pay more?
Sure.
Well, but that's what the Democrat Party is all about. If I do better than you or you do better than me, whoever does better pays more taxes.
A little bit of socialism.
That's what it is, though.
Absolutely.
And the hypocrisy is so thick, it's so rich, and it's so ugly on this woman. And I have friends who do this as well. And this is not a rip on Democrats. It's a rip on the far left wing of the Democratic Party. When they say they can't stand George Bush and his tax cuts. Mm. Then they take the tax cuts and they go to, Otto Stiegler in the Valley and buy themselves a Mercedes. They're driving around that tax break that they hate so much.
Or Al Gore in his mansion, right?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That's not solar powered.
It's amazing that everybody has the option in the United States to pay more taxes if you want. Just because there's a tax break, you don't have to accept it. You can check off a box and pay more taxes, but they never do. They always take the money, they spend it on, big TVs and big cars, and then they, in public, bitch about the tax.
But she's right. You don't want to hear her because she's a hypocrite. But, I believe in flat tax. I think everybody should, it should pay a certain amount of tax. So many people hide things and don't want to pay taxes and get away with things and fraud and all this. If there was a flat tax, who came up? There was a guy who came up and it wasn't...
It's Mr. Flat Tax.
No, there's a guy who came up with a whole theory that the country as a whole would make more money if that we are charged a flat tax than what's happening now with all the fraud.
Right. I think that rich people should pay more taxes. But I also think that if you do well in this country, yeah, you got to pay and you got to pay more taxes. But who the F does she think thinks the audience is who's watching this piece of crap show?
Right.
Does she think it's other people out there make $10 million a year? These are people at home who's maybe their husband makes $40,000 or $50,000 a year. Maybe the mother, it's a stay-at-home mom, and she's taking care of two kids, and she's just barely getting by. She's eating Top Ramen, and they're buying the cheap formula at Target or Kmart, because they can't afford the good stuff. And then she's complaining that she earns $10 million a year and she's got to pay a little more taxes. It's a major turnoff to that audience.
Right.
I don't like it at all.
Right. It's not something to say, but I happen to agree with her. I do not agree. I think everybody should pay a percentage. Now, if you're rich, then the percentage is you are paying more. Do you see what I mean? If you're making $10 million and the percentage is 32%, you're going to pay more on somebody who makes $40,000.
Okay, but if you make $10,000 a year, and let's say the flat tax was 10%.
Okay.
If you make $10,000 a year, you'll pay $1,000 in taxes.
Okay.
If you make $1 million a year, you'll pay $100,000 in taxes.
Okay.
Should the person making $10,000 a year have to give up $1,000 of their dollars?
I think it should be. Isn't that fair? Shouldn't it be a flat tax for everybody?
I don't think if you're making $10,000, you should be taxed.
Well,
at all.
And anyways, I think it is anywhere below. I think $26,000, you don't get taxed. You don't get taxed if you've made. I think it's 24 or 26 per family,
something like that. Yeah, but people, I'm never. I don't complain about. paying taxes. Because the taxes rate to live in this country is pretty cool. I mean, you know, Michael Moore wants the tax rate to be 70% on wealthy people. 70%. So if you make $1 million, you get to take $300,000 of that home. And $700,000 goes to the government.
Does that include him? That's ridiculous.
That includes
him. He's done
him really
well.
Yeah,
so.
Include him. Yeah,
you know, there's this movie, and I think we talked about this about a year and a half ago, Tim. Freedom to Fascism, that movie where it was a bunch of IRS agents coming out protecting some of the people that didn't want to pay income taxes.
Right.
Because they could not find the law or the code anywhere that
right.
said income taxes were legal. So
right.
the IRS agents actually helped people that weren't paying the income taxes because the Federal Reserve is a privately owned bank. It has nothing to do with the government. So, you know, and that kind of like you kind of wonder, well, if the Federal Reserve is making money that's not backed by a gold standard and all the money that we pay. Did you know this, Gina?
I did know this.
All the money that we pay, all the income tax that we pay goes to pay an interest on them making money for our country. Doesn't go to anything else. Doesn't go to our schools. Doesn't go to our streets.
Yeah, they broke it down.
Military.
They
yeah.
broke it down in an itemized fashion. They said, well, if you want to do, you know, go for the military, it's you're doing that on tolls. And if you want to talk about your schools, it's going from your real estate tax and
it's state taxes, right?
Going.
Their income tax goes to a privately owned bank. It's destroying our dollar. And I you know what? Yeah, I'm sorry, but you should question authority here. And people who do then get audited. So
yeah, I'm sure you will. Carrie Cason said that, by the way.
But, now I'm in trouble. But you know what? You question. I still pay my taxes. I'm not crazy.
I know. But you know, if you start pulling at that thread, you're going to live under the Reseda underpass of the 101.
Look, I'm paying my taxes. I'm just saying when I heard that fact, it made me question.
All right. Well, Whoopi, I hope you know she enjoys herself. Hey, listen, I didn't get the tax break either. I was supposed to get $300, or as a family, like $1,200. I was going to get that
right.
big rebate.
Right.
And I made a little too much money. Thank you very much. And they took it all back. $1,500. I didn't get a dime of it.
Yeah.
Not complaining about it. Because, you know, the guys that should be getting those tax breaks are guys that are making 20 grand a year. Give them a little more dough.
Do you think I'm going to get it, Tim?
Yeah, you'll probably get a lot. Yeah, because you're busted out, right?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else in the news there, Gina?
Well, yes, Donald Trump has lashed out at Rosie O'Donnell again. Earlier this week, The Globe ran a cover story with the headline, Abusive Rosie Bullies Son. Mm. And it appears the Donald is siding with the Globe camp on this one. Shocker. Rosie was pictured in the article in an apparent argument with the tall preteen son. And in one photograph, she's seen grabbing him very hard on the left arm. And Mr. Trump wasted no time in defaming Rosie's character because of this on a recent news magazine show. We have a little bit of audio to back that up.
All right. Mm. Trump hates Rosie O'Donnell.
Well, I think Rosie's a very abusive person. She's a slob, and I'm not surprised to see it. I would imagine that being her son is not fun.
Okay.
I know Rosie very well. She's a very, very bad person.
Oh, boom, boom.
He's just the shining star.
The fight between them is
disgusting.
So boring. These two idiots. All right. Anything else in the news, Gina?
Well, yes. A recent study shows that American consumers are getting scammed now more than ever. And ConsumerReport.org has released warnings about some of the more prominent scams these days. And I have a brief list if you're interested in protecting
people
out there. They said probably the number one scam, at least of 2007, was the used car bait and switch. This is where they bait you in with advertised low-price models that aren't on the lot, sell rebuilt wrecks and flood-damaged cars without proper damage disclosure, roll back odometers, push overpriced extended service contracts and unnecessary undercoating, lowball the value of trade-ins, and add big markups that raise the cost of dealer financing.
That's
a big one.
All right. Well, F everybody. All right, Gina Grad, the news. Thank you very much, Gina.
Thank you.
The news with Gina Grad.
Hey, Jerry, how about a little post-show get-together tonight, huh?
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you something.
Wow. Like they'd be involved with that little duo. All right, that last story that Gina Grad wrote got me thinking. Last night, I met a friend of mine for a drink after the show in a bar in the San Fernando Valley. And it's fairly close to home, so I ordered a shot and a beer, you know? My dad and his friends always had a shot and a beer.
Sure.
And whenever I order one, I always think of my dad and Ernie Anderson sitting in a bar. Hey, let me have a shot and a beer. What the hell?
Jesus
so
Christ.
I get a shot of Grey Goose and a Heineken. And the shot comes, and I you know, taste it, and I'm like, wait a minute, dude. I said, that's not Grey Goose. He says, yeah, it's Grey Goose. I said, let me see the bottle. So he brings the bottle over. And I said, pour that one out and pour me another one here, because that ain't Grey Goose. So he pours another one. I said, that's not Grey Goose, dude. I know what Grey Goose tastes like, and that ain't it. And he says, I'm sorry, that's it. And I said, all right. I said, then give me something else, because that's not Grey Goose. So the manager comes over. He goes, what's the problem? I said, that's just not Grey Goose what you guys are pouring. And he says, well, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes we marry the liquors. And I said, marry the liquors? What the hell does that mean? And he says, you know, if there's a half a bottle of Grey Goose, another half a bottle, they'll mix it together.
Right.
And sometimes, he says, sometimes, you know, they'll mix it up where, you know, the Smirnoff or the Absolute will go into the wrong bottle.
Right.
And I said, well, that's not a mistake. I mean, you're purposely ripping people off. And he says, no, we don't really do that. And I said, well, all right, let me put this in a paper cup. I'm going to take it. And I'm going to have somebody who can test to see if this is Grey Goose.
Would you have had it analyzed?
I don't think you could take a liquor out of a bar. But I don't know who would have analyzed it, but I was pissed. And the guy says, hey, he goes, I'll open a brand new bottle of Grey Goose in front of you. And he did, and it was perfect.
Great.
But the guy knew he was caught. And a lot of bars do this. It's called marrying liquors.
Yeah.
And they try to, you know, they say, well, we put two bottles together. What they really did is either they watered it down, or they put in a cheaper vodka, because vodka is pretty tough to detect.
Right.
And this is one of the scams that people who own bars do all the time. It's one of the reasons I don't like to drink outside of the house, because I don't like to drink and drive. And secondly, I don't like, cheap. You're paying $7 for a shot that's, Smirnoff or some other, lower quality brand of vodka.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about scams last night, and he told me that he knows of a company in town. They own 30 apartment buildings, big apartment buildings, some of them in Westwood, some in Santa Monica, some in the Valley. And they routinely, if they rent you an apartment, and they're pretty expensive, $2,500 and up, and they said if they rent you an apartment, and once you're done with the apartment and you want to move out, you want to get your security deposit back, 100% of the time they say no. And the only time they give you your deposit back, if you take them to court and sue them, then they'll give you your deposit back. But that's just another way that people scam the public.
That happened to me. And it was a couple that owned a few different rental properties. And when I had gone in to rent this place, this is when I was living in Las Vegas, when I went to go rent this place, pigs had lived there. There had been holes in the walls.
Wow.
And they fixed that. And they had destroyed the rugs. And I said, look, just take some money off. You don't have to replace the rugs. I don't know how long I'm going to be here, because if I'm going to stay, I'm going to buy a house. So I don't know how long. And they let me have a short lease. And they knew the rugs were destroyed. In fact, I have pictures of it. And when I left, the only thing I had was I had some trash bags in the garage, because I'd taken all the trash and put it in there. And then I said, please charge me for the cleaning. You have a cleaning lady and I'll pay.
Right.
They took my entire deposit, then wrote me a letter,
$1,800, right.
And then they wrote me a letter saying I owed them $600 and I think $14 for the rest of it. And they had not fixed a water leak. It destroyed my couches. They knew that their rugs were absolutely destroyed. This house was falling apart, and I'm like, it was cute on the outside and some parts were cute, but I was getting out of there.
Oh,
they kept everything. They kept everything. And I didn't want to, I didn't have it in me to go sue them.
That's outrageous.
Yeah.
All right, folks, the different way, you don't have to tell us what company you work for or the name of it or anything, but the different way your company or your line of business screws the public, and you know you're out there and you know that it happens all the time. And again, we don't need to know the company, but how does your business screw the public on a regular basis? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Carrie Kasem is here, and it's also the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
When the sun goes down, Jim Conway Jr. knows what's up.
FMO.
Yeah, I know.
FMO!
The Jim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Carrie Kasem is with us. Always nice to see you, dude.
Good to see you, too.
And we were talking about people who work for companies, and they routinely rip off the public. How does that happen? What shapes and forms does that take? How does that demonstrate itself where routinely the company you work for purposely rips off the public? Let's talk to Jay in El Segundo. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Oh, what up, dude?
Hey.
Hey, first of all, I'm glad to see you lost the weight. I always listen just to hear you anyway. So
thank you, sir.
The other guy kind of...
Oh, I thought you meant me physically.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
You're a hot specimen, sir.
All right. Sure. Thank you, Jay. Thank you.
Exactly what you were talking about, my brother. The Grey Goose.
Right.
Our bottles are actually Barton's vodka.
Ooh. Is that right? Now, what do you do with the Grey Goose?
Those bottles are so old.
Oh, I see. So you used them, at one point you used the bottles of Grey Goose, and now you fill them with Barton's?
The cheapest vodka you've ever tasted. But yeah. Here's the kicker.
And you know what? And listen, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm like a vodka snob and I have to have Grey Goose. The only reason I drink Grey Goose is because if I have cheap vodka, I'm hungover like hell the next morning.
Right. We go through about 4 bottles of that vodka a night. So we're making like $350 just off of Barton's. I mean, because it's Barton's, we're making that much. But
Jay,
nobody just orders a shot. Damn.
I mean, but don't people like they can't say, hey, this doesn't taste like. I mean, even, like I had cranberry and Grey Goose. I told you, and I could tell that wasn't Grey Goose.
Okay.
And
it's just very rare. Carrie, I believe you.
Yeah.
But I have never, we literally have a bottle of Grey Goose behind us on the shelf.
Right.
And we have one in the well. The one in the well is Barton's. So when we're just pouring, we pour the one out of the well.
Right.
But if somebody was to come up, like, Tim, if you asked me for just a straight shot.
Right.
I would go back there behind me and grab the Grey Goose. Because,
oh, I see. That's a mistake the guy made, right?
Oh, okay.
Hey, now what
okay.
if the ABC catches you doing that? They shut you down?
I really don't know. I mean, it's not going to be a reflection on me.
No, I'm not talking about you.
I'll just be out the door.
You'll just move on to another bar, but the guy who owns the joint.
Good. I mean, it's illegal. I mean, well, it's misrepresentation at the very least.
Well, I think it's highly, I think it is illegal. All right, buddy, we thank you for calling, dude. You're a major stud, man.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, there he goes, everybody. Let's talk to, how about Caesar in Orange County, around 97.1.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. Thanks for calling. What do you want?
let me tell you about my company here. We have a lot of clients, about mid-sized companies, about a lot of companies with 20 to 40 employees, 20 to 40 computers. And what we do, if the company starts not calling for computer problems, what we can do remotely is we can make things stop working and have them call us, and we'll do this maybe once or twice a month if they don't call with computer problems to generate revenue. So we'll start making profiles not work.
Unbelievable.
And the only reason you can do that is because they originally brought their computer to you to fix it, and then you know how to remotely tap into it.
That's right.
Right.
When we're over, we'll load in like a hidden program where we have full control.
Oh, I see. All right.
So what's the name of your company?
I cannot say that.
I'm kidding.
All right. That is also alarming, too. And you'll do it to big companies, or you do it to just, public, citizens?
Or, private.
No, we do small companies, about 20 to 40 computers.
But you won't do that to one guy who brings in one computer to have fixed.
No, it's not even worth doing it that way. It's
right.
It's like with people who have contracts or things like that.
All right. And that makes you a lot of money, huh?
I don't know. I think the company charges, I don't know exactly, I'm just a tech. I think they charge like 120, 140 per call, something like that.
Wow. Yeah,
if I had a small company and I brought all our computers in to have you fix them, and then you were effing with them like every, couple months, you'd try to, shut one or two of them down, and I discovered you were doing that, I would kill you.
Well, we don't delete data. We just stop things from working.
But I'm just telling you that I would kill you.
How would you do it, Tim? How would you do it?
I would blow up your company with you in it and kill everybody in that office.
we just just make things stop working.
And you know what? The judge would say, young man, we are sorry for your trouble, Mr. Conway. Please take this check for $1 million as we have accidentally arrested you.
I've been working with this company 2 years, but I know they've been in business since the 80s.
Yeah. So. All right, dude. We thank you for calling, man.
All right,
there he goes. Listen to that, dude. Everybody is ripping off everybody.
That is awful. That is so unethical
that's why you sort of got to get a guy to come in and fix your computer that maybe works with you or a relative or somebody.
Works out just fine.
Yeah, a relative.
But you know what he did? He did install that program where he can go on. If I'm online, he can get on.
And see what you're looking at?
Yeah, I can't think of the name of the program. I'm so not a techie geek.
Right.
But it's like a remote view. Like he can get right on, see what I see. But there is a little thing that beeps at the top. So if you're not looking, you don't know he's on. But otherwise, if you see the beep, then you know that somebody is on your computer.
Yeah. Now, see, I actually can access my dad's computer whenever I want because I have go to mypc.com.
Okay.
And the only reason I do it is because whenever he calls me for computer problems, which is, once a week or so, I can do it from home. And I can help him from home.
Right.
Where I don't have to drive over to his house every 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's why the ex did it, because I was constantly calling him. What's going on? What's happening? Why?
Yeah, I understand it for that. But I tell him when I'm, looking at it. Because he's on the phone with me when I'm doing it.
Right.
All right. The way big companies, small companies rip off the public. 520-9710 and 888. 520-9710. John and Carson, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hello,
hey.
Jimmy. I work for the biggest ripoff company there is in the entire world.
All right. Without saying the company, how do you rip off the public?
Okay. We say that we're going to cut production in order to lessen the surplus that right now we have. And then say in 6-7 weeks from now, we're going to say, hey, we need to increase production so the prices of our things have to go up.
Oh, so you work for an oil company.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Is there plenty of oil to go around right now?
Yes, there is.
And
yes, there is. And the reason they're doing this is because this administration wants to milk and get all their money's worth before they leave.
I guess so. Hey, now, what is the, since you know this business better than I do, what is the reason why they haven't built another processing plant in the United States like in the last 25 years?
Well, think about it this way.
Or refinery.
Think about it this way. If you're making money and you're going to cut your production and your net worth, are you going to do it?
Well, to make more money, wouldn't you open up another refinery?
Well, that's going to cost money, my friend.
Yeah, but wouldn't you make more?
No.
Yeah, he seems like he's on the right track here. You're ripping off everybody, making more money. You don't have to go through the environmentalists. You don't have to go through all the lobbying.
So.
You don't have to go through. Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah. All right, dude. Thank you for calling, man.
All right.
There he goes.
Yeah. Wow.
What a shocking news that the oil companies might be sticking it to us. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. How is your company or your business scamming the public? It's outrageous, but it's happening every day here in Southern California. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Kerry Kasem's with us, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Well, we couldn't get anyone else to show up regularly except him.
That's a great deal.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Kerry Kasem joins us, and the Anaheim Ducks have just won a game, so they stay alive in their series. Two games
quack.
To one.
Quack.
Guess it comes back to Anaheim here soon, huh? All right. The way companies and people rip you off, it happens every single day. Lila in Woodland Hills, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
All right. What do you do?
Right now I'm not going to school, but I used to work for a company. It was an appliance repair company. And what they would do is they would get the part for $20 and they would charge the customer $200 for it.
Is that right?
That's terrible.
That's not even the only thing they would do. They would call this a Mickey Mouse job. Let's say if your dryer or washer wasn't working good, They would fix it, but halfway. So in 3 to 6 months, you would call back. You would have warranty on a part, but not the labor. So they would go ahead and charge you another $120 for labor.
Jesus. You know, that's why, all right, we thank you for calling. That's why I can't stand when anyone comes over to the house to fix
anything.
That's
what you were saying.
I always think that everybody's going to rip me off. Everybody. And I have to watch everybody. Every time somebody comes to the house, with the exception of Time Warner Cable, when those guys come over, they do a kick-ass job. And they're always very professional and always sensational.
You know, I found an electrician who's fantastic, and I always think they're going to overcharge. This guy came over, and I showed him everything I needed done. But he's like, you know what? Before I can do anything, you need to get me this, 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 and this. I can't work. You need the light sockets and this and there. And
right.
I said, well, can't you get them? He's like, well, they're, you know, it's your taste. You have to give me some kind of light and these, whatever. And he had looked over everything and told me what I needed. And he just was going to leave. And I said, I don't owe you anything for the call. He said, no. He's like, I know you're going to call me and use me some other time.
Wow.
And I called him back. I did. I said, you know what? That was the coolest thing. And I want you to come back and fix everything for me. So I've been using him ever
since. It is tough. It is tough to hire any guys that they're going to come to the house. I mean, people are, they just want so many dollars. Yeah. You know, it's not like an honest, you know, wage for an honest hour's work.
Right.
Tim in Orange County, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
You're probably not going to believe this. I used to be a mattress inspector.
I totally believe you.
Yeah. and the company I worked for would tell me that even if it was an 80-year-old lady on her deathbed and there was an inch and a half gap in the areas where you sleep on the mattress, if it wasn't quite an inch and a half, they would make that person have to wait another 90 days. And they would get caught up in the system, and the retailers would have relationships with the manufacturers and the manufacturers with the inspection company. And there'd be times when maybe a customer knew the owner of the retail store or something like this, and they would say, you know, we're going to have you do a special favor for this company and for this customer, and we want you to find something wrong with a mattress so that they can get a new mattress. And then other people that had legitimate problems with their mattress, they would tell us that we're returning too many mattresses, and they threatened to have us as employees possibly have to pay for the mattress ourselves, or threaten us that we would lose our jobs.
Jesus Christ. So they got everybody. They're screwing the customers and the employees.
That's right.
Oh, bubble. All right, thanks, man. All right, the different way people rip you off, man. Jack in Montebello, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, I work at a shoe department, and we always put on signs that says sale on that Pacific like boots, and they're always that price. So, but we just put a little sign that says it's on sale. But if you pull that little paper out, it'll be the same price.
You know, I've seen a lot of stores
do that where
everything is on sale always. Always, there's a little store in the mall where it says big sale, and that sign has been there for 10 years. Big sale.
Yeah.
It's always there, and everything they say says on sale. And I guarantee you, just like this man, that if, you know, if they were to take that sale sign away, it'd be the same exact price.
Yeah. And there's a company in the Valley that has a going out of business sale, and it's been going on for about 12 years. It's on
Ventura Boulevard.
Ventura and Reseda.
Yeah.
Near Reseda.
And it's constantly going out of business.
Yeah.
I called up one time to, no joke, there was another place, I think it was, it was down a little farther, it was Statues. Is this, you know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Going out of business,
They're always going out of business.
So I called up and they said 70% off or whatever they had this deal, and there was a horse outside, the horse statue I wanted.
Right.
And
the horse is on 2 feet?
Yes, exactly.
Right, and the cowboy on top of it?
No, this one was just happening. It was just a horse. Okay. It was like, that's hilarious.
Right.
And I called up and I wanted it. And I said, you know, how much is that? Thinking maybe it's $1,000 up. $12,000. I said, that's 70% off? 70% off? How much is it?
No wonder they're going out of business. All right, let's talk to Eric in Redlands here on 97.1.
Hey, doing, guys?
All right, what do you got?
I just had a comment for the call that I called a little bit ago. He was a computer programmer.
Right.
I just hope he knows that's called a backdoor program, and it's very highly illegal, and I hope they punish him to the fullest extent of the law. because I am in the computer field.
Right.
And that's my job, is to find people that do that.
Ooh.
Ah, look at you. Well, maybe you can track that dude down. Joe in Riverside, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
I used to be a waiter at a very famous Mexican restaurant.
All right.
And what I would do is when I gave the client the bill, I would write in the total with my tip already included.
Right.
15%, of course.
Right.
So the client would just see it, and they say, oh, okay, give me the credit card. I give them back. So they think that the total, they'd add the other 15%.
Oh, I see. So you're doubling up your tip.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Right,
and I do it on bigger parties because it was a lot easier to do. They just gave me the plastic and charged it away.
Yeah, but didn't you have to share tips with everybody else?
Oh yeah, with the preps and stuff. But I still made a good amount of money.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, congratulations on your dishonesty. Let's talk to a Dan.
Just what has happened? You know why? What has happened? Who raised these people? Like why is
That's
it
what
okay
every company
to rip
does
everybody
now,
off?
Every
though.
Single company
it's
out there.
It's gonna come back
or
to you.
Or they hire morons. I went to a hardware store, a big hardware store over the weekend. And I'm not going to tell you which one. I don't know if they advertise here, if they're going to get a little crazy over this. But I have to replace. There's a light that I have over my kitchen sink at home. And it's recessed lighting, but it's not round. It's square.
Right.
You know, it's an old house, and it's square instead of round. So I'm looking in the lighting department. I can't find it. I ask a guy. He sends me down to the bathroom department. I go down there. There's nothing but toilets. I come back. I'm looking around the lighting, looking. I ask another guy. He says it's not his department. He works in flowers. And I ask another dude, I walk over to the carpet department, and I said, hey, can you help me out here, my brother? And this was my daughter. It's my daughter, Sophia. Yeah. And I had her in my arms, and I said to the guy, I said, hey, I'm looking for a square recess lighting cap. I need just the frame, the outside frame of it. Do you guys sell anything like that? And he says, well, did you check lighting? And I said to my daughter, he was 2 and a half, I said, Sophia, Did Daddy and you check lighting? And she goes, yeah, we check lighting.
Aww.
And I turned to her and I go, yeah, we check lighting. She's 2 and a half and she knew we check lighting. And he just sat there.
Oh man.
The worst service.
Oh
the
man.
Planet.
Do you know what happened today? I called up on a dog. This at a shelter. Somebody sent me the cutest dog, and I have a friend who wants a dog. And I call up the shelter and I said, do you know anything about this dog? Can you just give me any information? Is he good with other dogs? Is he good with cats? And the guy goes, I don't know. I don't work with the dogs. And I said, well, can you tell me anything? Can you pull it up? Here's the dog ID number. Pulls up the dog ID number. Said, is there any information to see if he's good with dogs? Well, let me look. Just total idiot. Yeah, he's okay with dogs. And I said, well, what about cats? He's all, well, ma'am, we don't stick the cats in the dog's cages to see if they're okay with the cats. Like,
I'm
I
with
should
him
have
on
hope
that one.
Not. I should have not. But most shelters see, you know, they'll bring them around the cat cages or whatever and see if they go after them or aggressive. And most shelters do that. So, you know, if you take the dog home, it's not going to eat your cat.
Right.
Guy was just such an idiot. It was like, come on.
Oh, boom. All right. There are some people who have sent some DVDs, I'm sorry, CDs in, who are auditioning for the co-host here position with me. Not that we're interviewing anybody, but people are sending some CDs in. We'll play a couple of those when we come back. They're always fun to listen to. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Carrie Kasem's with us, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.